This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven and a half of the hour on Friday, the 20th of November. So we are really two-thirds of the way through the month of November. Novembre en français. It's the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan. Kara is not with us because Phil is with us. Why am I reminded? Every once in a while we're stuck on Kara.
She's only been gone almost a year. So.
All right. Calm down. The restless natives here. The speaking of restless natives, campaign issues continue. The Trump campaign is still working on some of the states, and a lot of people are wondering why. Jennifer, perhaps you might want to explain to us why it is that there is still that activity, given that it looks like there's no way numerically that Trump can come out of this. So it could be. I know you're going to say, surprise, surprise, could be a surprise. But
no, actually, I mean, the thing is, and I said this all the way through, I don't know that there's enough to overturn an election, but I think that it's a conversation worth having in the country because I've seen the process that the whole country saw this time around is what I've been seeing in California the last few elections. And And it stinks. And it some days it benefits one candidate, other days it'll benefit another candidate. So I think it's important that we get it right, number one. Number two, there was a press conference yesterday, and they announced kind of what they've been talking about.
The Rudy one? And
I know. He was sweating profusely and had some of his hair dye running down his face.
Oh,
but
my God. That was distracting.
Aside from that, he had... This is it. Remember I said, look, watch out for those voting systems. Watch out for the voting systems. They basically made the claim. And I'll tell you honestly, if they made a really big claim that they're going to have to show evidence of pretty quickly. But they called this
Trump
their
campaign.
Yeah, they called this their opening statement. And they basically said, and this is something that I think could be true, but I think that we need to see evidence of it because of what I've learned about the voting system. So they were saying this was a foreign and domestic plot to interfere with an election. They specifically mentioned Maduro and Venezuela taking interest in this, and that it was basically kind of a communist plot. They believe that in four major cities, there was an attempt to try to create algorithms within those machines to try to overtake the election. And what they're saying is what I've been hearing is possible from people who I think are very reliable, but that's a really large claim. And I know it's only been 2 weeks since the election, but that information is going to have to come out. They say they have 150 plus sworn affidavits about this. If that's true, from people who have seen this process, how it was working, how they were able to shift votes and all of that stuff. So if that's true,
who would they be?
The Trump campaign.
Counters?
Oh. No, the lawyers that spoke yesterday. So they have 150 sworn affidavits.
But I'm confused as to who's benefiting, who's getting what from whom.
From people involved with the Dominion and the Smartmatic systems, for people who were in the polling places who observed
what
happened.
Who made those decisions to use those outfits?
They're being used in 28 different states. And so this accusation goes all the way up with roots to the FBI and the CIA. So that's why I'm saying this is a huge accusation that is being made right now. And what I think is really stupid is that if you try to find it on mainstream media, no one covered it. And I don't care if you think it's true, if it's like full of crap. You might think that, and that's fine. You can think that. It's a gigantic claim. But isn't it the job of the media to to cover this and investigate this? I mean, this is what the media used to do, is try to break stories.
I wish I
like
could get you off of calling it the media and just refer to it as the news media.
I don't think it matters to anybody really but you.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's kind of offensive, actually.
Well, I don't mean that.
If you ask a random person on the street and say, what's the media, they're going to go, when you watch the news.
It's like saying you and I when it should be you and me.
Well, what's the other media? It's either social media or it's the media.
No, it isn't. The media
is... But, Doug, that's how everyone
movies,
on the planet sees it.
I don't agree with that.
Okay, Doug, I'm just telling you how regular people see things.
I'm not a regular person, though.
We know. The media does not... If you say the media, people don't think entertainment or movies at all. That's
what
entertainment.
It is.
Right. And we don't want to bury the lead here arguing about this. So this is the thing that I was really troubled about after watching this. Again, gigantic claims made. So the media, or the news media, does not cover the conference in many cases. And again, this is an opportunity for them to poke 1,000 holes into Trump's story. This is an opportunity for journalists to be journalists and to investigate something. But instead, they just laugh it off and they throw it out. So if this is, I hope that there's some journalist somewhere that's trying to investigate this, because the fact that we could laugh off something like this, I think, is huge. Either you're going to prove that Trump's the biggest scam of all time, or you're going to prove that we've just seen the greatest political scandal of our time. So I don't understand why the crickets. But... that's what we get. And
because it's politically correct to ignore it under the circumstances. We've been pressured so much into thinking one way that anybody who thinks off of that wheel is considered a nut or considered anti-American or considered whatever it is that you want to consider. I will tell you the foreign involvement in the way that we live, I guess maybe the time is over when our lives are our own. Frankly, whether it comes to voting, whether it comes to just living our own lives by ourselves, whether it comes to our relationships with people, I am at the point right now, I am so angry, and you may hear it, I'm almost to the point of livid, and you don't hear that from me, you don't get it from me very often, if ever. But the fact that we have wasted, many of us, so much time in this past almost year, it'll be a year by the time we dig ourselves out of this, and that no one is taking any steps to put the Chinese government in its place, I find it so offensive. And the little bit of here and there that you hear, okay, well, Biden's going to be tough on this way, and there's no evidence that anybody's doing a damn thing. And my Christmas has been ruined.
Yet.
Well, somebody will have intention to do something. My life, as it has existed in the past 8, 9, 10 months, your life, everybody's life has been affected by this to the nth degree. It's killed hundreds of thousands of people, this virus that came from a laboratory in China. That the fact now that I can't have Christmas with my family really, really, really pisses me off. And where are the people who are holding the many countless lives that have been ruined? This is something I can certainly get over, but I want to use words that I'm not supposed to use on the radio, because there is no reason for this other than sheer guttural greed that's brought us to this point, having a dependence on the Chinese government, giving them the tools, the ability to do what they've done so that they can blank us up and the rest of the world as well, for their own purposes, to control and to be in charge and to run the world or whatever the hell they want to do. In the meantime, they have run my life to a point where I can't enjoy Christmas and New Year's and my children.
Why?
My daughters. Because I can't. They going to California. I'd have to, if I'm going to spend any time with them that allows me to be close to them, I got to quarantine myself.
No, you don't. No, you
well,
don't.
Yeah, they took those quarantine rules.
No,
away.
They didn't. No, they didn't.
They did in Jersey and New York, so.
In California, you have to quarantine. In California, there's a curfew that starts at 10 o'clock. And you know what I say? Who cares? Arrest me. Who cares?
Well, my children don't think that way, so.
Well, your children, They're not going to make you quarantine for. They can't make you quarantine. The
government
is like,
how this quarantine. It's what they're comfortable doing
for 14
with the
days.
Other people that are involved in the family. That's all.
I mean, all of these orders are totally unconstitutional, and I'm sick of them. I'm totally fighting back. I don't care. This 10 o'clock curfew.
So I'll come spend Christmas with you then.
You absolutely are welcome because I'm so done with the government overreach.
Well, how come you can't land in California? How come you can't land in California and take a test?
I can go to California.
No, but I'm just saying, take a test when you land, and if you're negative, then you're fine.
Yeah, they're concerned about them giving whatever they might be exposed to me, because the world in which they live, both worlds, but Megan's world is the college world, and the kids on the college campuses there, if they're on the college campus, the people that are around them are not exercising good judgment. They're not wearing
masks. I get that. So why don't
they
take a test then? Then why don't they take a test and isolate before you get there? Right. So I take a test every week.
I think maybe part of it is the news media and the way that they've got people thinking about how to do it. I mean, I'm not going to change their minds as to what's appropriate. As much as they might like to have me there, they don't trust the system.
They saw you for Thanksgiving. Yeah. What's the difference between Thanksgiving or not Thanksgiving?
Well, I didn't go. Here's the more extensive look at it.
Thanksgiving hasn't happened yet.
Well, yeah, thank
your
you.
Your birthday. Whatever that holiday was, just a little
yeah,
bit. Yeah,
right. I mean, I'm going to go out there on occasional weekends. Like a couple of weeks from now, I'm going to go back again for a day or two. But it's the comfort zone. It's being able to sit in the same room and enjoy stuff. I can't go back and forth, which is what I have to do when I'm, especially with stuff that's going on here on the farm over the winter, and then be exposed to people on the plane, go back there and have them worry about it. It just, and frankly, that's one example of how many millions of people's lives have been upended by this. Whether you're sick of the rules or not, that doesn't take away from the fact
holidays,
that the goddamn Chinese government has allowed or pushed or encouraged or orchestrated putting this thing into the public venue. Those goddamn wasps that they have that have come, the murder hornets, now there's something else that's come from over there. I mean, come on, what are we doing? What are the people in charge? This is more what angers me than anything else. Who's doing anything about stopping them and their proliferation of trying to screw over the planet? They don't need us. Well, they really do need us, but they're not smart enough to see that. They need us because they don't have enough food. But there's no balance. The Chinese are now buying back to buying food from us. But
I think we all agree that China needs to be held accountable, obviously.
Well, who's doing that? How is it being done?
But what I'm saying is, right now, we can't even get a stimulus package going. So I think once that happens, and then everybody can get their heads around a vaccine or whatever the next phase of this is, I think in 2021, if cooler heads prevail and we get the bulk of this virus behind us, I think that's when we're going to start to put, you know, the pedal to the road or whatever that saying is.
Pedal
I think
to the metal?
Yeah.
I don't trust that Joe Biden is going to do this. And Joe Biden, we know, was warned
but we don't know that, Jennifer. So you're trying. It's the
I'm
same
saying,
thing.
I don't
saying,
believe.
I don't trust him.
I understand that. But it's my opinion. I don't believe he's going to do it. But he was warned, if I can just finish my statement, he was warned by the people who gave him his foreign policy briefing this week that China is the number one threat to the United States. And the reason I don't trust him to do something about it is because he laughed China off and said, they're not our competition, man.
That's just a couple months ago.
So
I don't know if you – I just watched his press conference on Tuesday, and that's completely not the tone he had when it comes to China at all.
Maybe it's changed, but a couple of months ago when he was a candidate, he said, they're not our competition, man. They're not our opponents.
He said they are our competition. He said they're not our enemy. That was
right,
exactly
but they
what
are our
was.
Enemy. They're our enemy. They,
okay.
Look at what
they
they've done.
I think they're our enemy. So I think that we have to have, if we're ever going to get this country back in order, we better put aside the petty political differences between one side and the other and realize that the Republicans are not our enemy, and the Democrats are not our enemy, and Joe Biden's not our enemy, and Donald Trump's not our enemy. These people in China are our enemy. And that really pretty much puts the nail in it as far as I'm concerned. And I don't even like the word enemy. I'd like to think that we were all smart enough to try to get along, but we all have different value systems. 21 after the hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Here's Coach's Corner, sponsored by Merrill Edge, self-directed. When California hired Joe Capp as head coach in 1982, the former Pro Bowl quarterback often let players make up plays with random laterals at the end of practices. That fun way of blowing off steam actually made its way into the Cal playbook. Down 2019, with 4 seconds left to rival Stanford, what ensued was a five lateral, 57-yard touchdown play concluding in the Stanford band, which had taken the field. Known simply as the play, it closed out a wild 7-4 season for Cal.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge self-directed investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured, are not bank guaranteed, and may lose value.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is, third or fourth time we focused on Florida-Georgia line in the last week or two.
Very controversial.
Yeah, apparently. 23 and change at the hour on the DJV Friday program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan with Florida-Georgia line. They have addressed the rumors that there's a breakup going on, telling an interviewer they're still a team and they feel stronger than ever. The Instagram watchers who have noticed that Tyler Hubbard and his wife Haley unfollowed Brian Kelly around the time of the election. So in the interview that aired, Tyler, who's been quarantined on his banned bus after testing positive, admitted that he had unfollowed Kelly, but got a kick out of the rumors of a split. Tyler admitted, quote, "I unfollowed BK for a few days while we were in the middle of the election, and with everything going on, I even called him and told him, hey, buddy, I love you, and I love you a lot more in real life than on your stories right now, and so that's why I'm unfollowing you. Nothing personal. I still love you. You're still my brother. I just didn't want to see it every time I opened my Instagram, and so it wasn't a big deal."
I get that.
Yeah, I do too, actually.
A lot of people did that.
Pretty much
just
follows what
somebody,
we've just,
like,
been talking about,
you know,
in a manner of speaking.
You just didn't want to see it on either side, and people just, you know,
had
hated each other or ignored it. Yeah,
had enough. Yep, had enough. Tyler also explained, by the way, those of you who keep sending these notes on Facebook to Facebook.com DJV show because you don't like something that's been said or you don't like somebody's attitude, you know what? Go screw. Go listen to another station. Stop sending me stuff that is, as far as I'm concerned, irrelevant. I pay no attention to it. If it makes you feel better, fine. But send it to somebody who cares. I don't. This whole business of Facebook and Instagram and the social media and poking fun at people, you cowards, just go away. And
just,
I think that's
them.
What applies here.
No one cares anymore. Just block them.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
I mean, people are being really abusive. People are being really abusive on Facebook right now. I have several friends who have reported people because they're getting actual threats, like bodily harm threats.
Friends are a little different, but
it's ridiculous.
People are really passionate and upset right now, and everything. I mean, we can't live in an echo chamber. Not everybody's going to pat us on the back, so who cares? If somebody doesn't like what you say or do, just move on.
Ignore
right?
it. Anyway.
You don't need to shut them down. Just move on.
Apparently.
Well, if someone's making threats, they deserve to be blocked.
Oh, yeah. Well, threats are different, for sure, but.
Who was it, Hubbard or Kelly, that went to get therapy? Or did they get it
they
together?
They both did together, yeah.
Did they?
Not to group therapy.
They did. No, he said that they did. He said they went to therapy together.
They wanted to kill each other at times.
Metallica did. That was like a whole documentary.
We were hugging it out because we were brothers, and that's what brothers do. So anyway, that's the
I don't think that was related to the election, though, Jen. No. That was just they obviously have
spent a lot of time together. Sometimes that happens. Relationships, whether it's male and female or male and male, it happens. And parents and children. All right, let's move on to 26 at the hour to McCartney. A few days after teasing a new album, McCartney has announced McCartney 3 coming out next month on Capitol Records, follow-up to his 1970 self-titled solo debut and 1980's McCartney 2. New album features Paul playing all the instruments, wrote and recorded every song. Wow, that's cool. This album was recorded earlier this year in Sussex, England. Cut from live takes of him on vocals and guitar and piano. He then overdubbed bass and drums. Process began when he returned to When Winter Comes, an unreleased track from the 90s, produced by George Martin, who was the Beatles producer. He created a new section for the song, giving birth to the opener, Long-Tailed Winter Bird. Is that what we're listening to here?
I don't know, Phil. I don't think so. I don't know.
The World Tonight. Another one of them. As the photos from McCartney and McCartney 2 were shot by McCartney's late wife, Linda, the photos from McCartney 3 were photographed by his daughter, Mary, as well as his nephew, Sonny. Includes photos from McCartney's cell phone. Anybody seen him with his most recent wife lately?
They were in quarantine together in England.
Were they?
Yeah.
This summer, you mean, or how? He doesn't seem to. She didn't seem to be an important cog in the wheel. She was a New Yorker, right? Wasn't she?
Yes, she's not an attention seeker.
No.
But they
seem
really happy together.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whenever paparazzi catches them, they're always like walking, holding hands.
Good.
They seem good.
All right, that's the McCartney story. 28 and a half after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Here is today's top 100 tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Mini is driving forward with the realignment of its model range with a clear focus on drivetrain technology, vehicle segments, and services of the future. At the center of its realignment is the expansion of electromobility, enhanced commitment in the crossover and premium compact segments, and strengthening of the market position in China. Customers' needs and wishes have defined the development of the Mini model range over the past two decades. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Of living is gone. Say, oh yeah, life goes on. Long after the thrill of living is gone, they walk on.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Georgia election officials look to confirm Joe Biden the winner of the Peach State after the hand count of 5 million votes, all eyes are on Georgia for the runoff Senate races that will determine control of the Senate. Republican Senator Rand Paul tells Newsmax his concerns after election mistakes November 3rd.
You know, I think the best way to have an honest election is by having people show up, show their identification, and sign in. Historically, that's the way most elections were. You know, we had maybe 1% absentee for extraordinary circumstances, but now we have millions of absentee ballots, and so I think we've really got to get it straight.
Rand Paul is a senator from Kentucky. Stock futures fell in overnight trading on Thursday as rising new coronavirus lockdowns by politicians cast doubts on a swift economic recovery. Also, a disagreement between the Treasury Department and the Federal Reserve over the continuation of funding for some of the emergency programs implemented during the pandemic. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Charles Schultz's infamous Peanuts Gang will make its return to broadcast TV this holiday season. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Fans of the Peanuts holiday specials, A Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, and A Charlie Brown Christmas can turn their frowns upside down as PBS struck a deal with Apple to bring the programs back to traditional television for special airings. Apple TV Plus acquired the exclusive rights to the entire library of Charles Schultz's animated specials, and for the first time since 1965, there would be no more scenes of Snoopy dancing on regular TV. After an online petition garnered 260,000 signatures and people took to social media to bash Apple TV and Apple Plus, the show is now back on local TV. So mark your calendars. A Charlie Brown Thanksgiving and A Charlie Brown Christmas will air ad-free on PBS and PBS Kids on November 22nd and December 13th at 7:30 local time. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The doctor is in. If you have a nickel. Thursday Night Football was a great contest between the Arizona Cardinals and the Seattle Seahawks. The Seahawks won the contest 28-21, giving them first place in the toughest division in football, the NFC West. Wide receiver DK Metcalf talks up the win.
I feel like I can affect the game. I want to affect the game, when the ball's in my hands. But, we established a run game tonight. I think we rushed for over 100 yards, threw for over 100, so that was a big plus for us.
USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, the old timers are with the youngsters here on the DJV program. I'm Doug, the old timer, like Stanley Andrews, who was the host of Death Valley Days, which is something that nobody in this group knows anything about. Do you even know, Jennifer and Victoria, what Death Valley Days was? Ever?
No.
Okay. No, huh? It was originally hosted by one Ronald Reagan. It was a television program that was around in the 50s and 60s, stories of the West, the early West, etc. And then when Reagan got busy working on his political career, it was hosted by an old-time Western star named Stanley Andrews. He was the old-timer. When I listen to you talk about age, the two of you off the air, and who's old, went 50, Kristen, what did you say, Kristen Chenoweth was 52?
Yes.
Yeah.
She's in a new movie that we were just talking about called The Holidate. On Netflix, and she, when you look at other 52-year-old Hollywood actresses, she looks a lot older. Maybe she is older than
I think when people are so small and skinny and thin, their skin doesn't have the same...
I don't know. I just feel like even just a few years ago, she looked great, and then, I don't know.
Yeah, well. Today, we celebrate Future Teachers of America Day. It's a day that's celebrated every year. November 20th is the date for it, made to celebrate just how great teachers are, sponsored by the Future Teachers of America organization, helping future educators prepare for the classroom, become a part of the professional community of teachers. Through mentorship, teaching opportunities, they help the young teachers hone their skills, become better educators. And now more than ever, of course, we need people to enter the field of education. It's very difficult. It's kind of like a lot of other things here. There's been so much interference in how to do it the right way, and so many rules and regulations, and so much stuff that's required of teachers. It kind of takes the sting, or how to maybe sting.
Well, they're notoriously underpaid, and you know, young people have grown up. Like, people who are in college right now, if they're trying to figure out what they want to do, very few of them are actually saying, oh, I want to be a teacher. Because, you know, it's like my whole generation, like, we've grown up hearing about how teachers are so underpaid and, you know, and it's a stressful job.
It's not something,
it's like being a cop, you know, very few people want to go into it anymore.
Yeah, well, because the training isn't necessarily the right training anymore for the circumstances that exist. We've catered too much to parents who want this and they want that, and they whine and cry and I need this for my child. You know, it's that kind of stuff. And the teachers are distracted from doing what they're supposed to do. Certainly when I grew up, I remember vividly most every teacher. My sister and I were talking about this at dinner a couple of days ago, how all of the teachers that we had, many of the teachers that she and I both had, were the same. And then we ended up teaching in the same system in which we grew up. And I was in it for 4 years. My sister was in it for 40. And there was and is an acknowledgement. I'm proud of my sister and what she accomplished in that field. She was very dedicated, lived it pretty well. You know, her two daughters were well educated because, not that their father wasn't well educated, didn't push it, but my sister's much more of an influence that way. And so when you have it, you use it, it becomes your life. It's kind of, again, that's a good comparison. Teachers and police officers, most of the police I know pretty much live it, breathe it, sleep it. It's their life. And teachers that are involved, there are some who are, oh, I don't want to, it's too much work, I want to bring it home. Those aren't the people you want. You want the people that are dedicated. And yes, they should be rewarded in terms of having pay, instead of us spending the kind of money that we do on a lot of things that are ancillary. And I'm going to give you an example of that as the situation with our government and what's going on. And if this is the kind of stuff, and Jennifer, this is not an attack on any, well, it is going to actually be an attack on a couple of people.
Buckle up, Jen.
I know. It's always lovely.
Well, but you know what?
Why is it an attack on Jen?
Yes,
from the man that tells you we should all move along, here's an attack on Jen.
No.
Hey, go ahead.
Okay, all right. It's not meant to be that. But it is. It's an awareness quotient
sounder
that we need to have. Yeah. Fiddling on Doug's at it again. And Wiggle, stand by. There it is. Okay. So I found out yesterday that there was a family in Cleveland, Ohio. And this is just one of about, now they're uncovering all of this stuff, a single family house in Euclid, Ohio, which is a suburb of Cleveland, became the focal point of an investigation by Bloomberg News. You know, we were talking earlier about who's an investigative reporter and where they're doing a lot of great stuff when it comes to how our government is run and finances and stuff is done by, at the behest of the Bloomberg organization. So anyway, imagine a little house in a little suburb, no signs of farming activity at all. They have a little plot where they have a few vegetables and that sort of thing. And so just keep that in mind. This fellow owns the home, and his family have this year created 72 companies with agrarian sounding names at different Cleveland area addresses, and then use them to get approval for loans and grants totaling $7.2 million.
Wow.
Because of the PPP program, the disaster loan program. They've gotten state and federal loans, but mostly this is from the bailout that was passed, there is not one sign of any agricultural activity at any location or any of the companies that basically were all formed in February, which was the requirement. You had to be in business by February in order to get pandemic aid. Because the people in the administration that pushed this through were the ones that nobody's watched this. It turns out these people have direct connections to Sonny Perdue and other people that are in the Ag Department.
Well, just like the rapper who bought the car, people who created fake businesses, all that stuff, that stinks, and that should not be allowed. And those people should be prosecuted because they took away money from people who need it. I mean, the thing is that and this isn't even really a defense, but the only thing I would offer you about the PPP program, it was that gigantic undertaking that was rolled out within a couple of weeks.
There are a lot
of people who exploited it, and believe me, I think those people should be totally held accountable.
Yeah, the fake farm stuff that wasn't watched. I'm looking at some of these things that have been perpetrated, and it goes down both sides. That is, the people who have the balsam to do this, they go find this consultant. Remember I told you about the guy in St. Louis who's a lawyer who found all the loopholes? Well, it became known in certain circles early on. I didn't know this, frankly, until when did we first talk about this? When did I first become aware of it? Maybe a month and a half ago? When did I first? I think it was like.
No, I sent you that the initial Wall Street Journal report that started listing from the Freedom of Information Act. They started listing who was getting these payments. That was months ago.
Yeah.
Well, and then the conversation kind of started from
when
there.
When I started looking around myself after you prompted me to do it, and I found these connections when these people are getting this money in New York and Palm Beach and Miami.
It's crazy. You have to remember that it's not like as much as, and I don't really, admittedly, I'll just go with what you guys say about Sonny Perdue because I don't know much about him. But it's not Sonny, that might be true or whatever, but it's not Sonny Perdue signing off on these loans. These loans were done by banks.
No, in this case, you're right. But in the case of the ones Georgia, he orchestrated some of the loans in Georgia and in the Southeast.
Okay, but not with the PPP. With the PPP, those things were all done by the banks. That's why it was such a disaster rolling out to be. So if we're talking about PPP, Payroll Protection Plan fraud, then it would be with the banks. But I will tell you that I was approached as a small business by someone who was like a contractor who could help you negotiate through these loans. So I have a feeling there were a lot of people that helped others
get their hands on
money that wasn't really supposed to go to them. So I'm sure that there was some that was
And where it is now, Jennifer and Victoria, the bottom line is I talked to my banker yesterday. The money didn't come from the federal government. The money came from the banks.
The banks, right.
They were told. So what's going to happen is that, especially if you have a smaller loan under $250,000, they're pretty much going to just let you do what you're going to do. They can't be bothered with the amount of paperwork it will take. The banks need to be reimbursed for the money by the federal government. The banks are worried that there isn't any money in the federal government to pay them back, and so the banks may be on the hook for this. And that's, it's perspective. I'm trying to bring some perspective to it on a day that I'm not the happiest guy in the world. So maybe I shouldn't. My attitude is somewhat skewed. But when I see these things, I think people ought to know about it. They ought to understand what goes on. And maybe it's part of the human condition. You know, I said in the last half hour, the greed that brought us to the point of doing the business that we have with China, and now we're in this position. Maybe that's just a human trait. Being greedy, we want more, more, more. Is that just part of all of our psyches? Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. But I know that these bailouts are getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And when you look at the bottom line, the tens of trillions of dollars that we're in debt to ourselves and to other people and banks and stuff. I thought that the Great Recession of 2008, when we had a bail, what we did, we spent $700 billion bailing out the banks, and the that looks like a pittance in comparison to what we've done here in 2020 with the virus. How much we've already spent $2.2 trillion And there's another, and the banker told me that there's 600 billion, I think, still sitting on a shelf somewhere that hasn't been used from the first round. And now they're going to pass another one for another, what, two-something trillion? That'll happen by probably the end of the year. It just is.
And yet there are people who, you know, are trying to figure out, do I put food on the table or do I pay rent? You know, I mean, that's happening to millions of Americans
and
right now.
And that's what they were saying. Why not use that money that's already been approved? Why not use that already in the interim? And it's like it's being...
Yeah, they haven't used it. That's right,
it's
Jennifer.
It's being tapped because they want to use it for their special interest. They don't care.
People are saying what Victoria just said is so apt, and yet there aren't these people that haven't been helped and aren't being helped, but yet there's all this money that's still sitting there that's been approved that nobody's doing anything with. Yeah, that's the other thing. That's why what we do here in this program, if I do say so myself, is so important, because we're going to tell you the story from the reality of what actually is going on rather than some conjecture or some posturing done by somebody who's got an axe to grind. The only axe I have to grind is unfairness, improper handling of things, and I think that's a general... We're in a general malaise when it comes to that sort of thing. Not in a malaise, though, when it comes to helping you lose weight. The Thanksgiving special from Calitrin. Help yourself to toploss.com, first of all. Look around there and see what they have to offer. Not just now, but, you know, it's one of these things. This is a service that... It's a business, yes, but it's also a service when you think about it. And times like this with a huge Thanksgiving sale they have going on, where you can buy as many units of Calitrin for your weight loss program, the natural weight loss program that they offer. You get a month's supply in each container. You can buy 6, you can buy 10, you can buy 12, you can buy 40, and you get the equal number of whatever you pay for, you'll get twice as much. It's kind of like, I guess we use the term BOGO, buy one, get one free. Buy as many as you want and get another equal number of free. So you get on the program. This is the healthiest weight loss program in America, if not the world. Calitrin is a specially formulated, scientifically proven collagen protein digestive enzyme complex. That's the formula that works. So help yourself to that by going to toploss.com and then use the DJV code. That'll give you access to the special deal that is now prevalent for Thanksgiving. You don't have to pay for any shipping, that kind of stuff. It's really very cool. The product information is all over their website, too, as to why it works and for whom it has worked well. 86% of the people on the program over the last 20-some-odd years have had success losing weight and keeping it off. Put yourself on that list at toploss.com. Check out using the discount code DJV.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Three past the hour now. Time for us to check in on the top five items from the world of technology this week, the things that made news. Victoria Keelan has reported on all five of these, so she will give you the essence of them from number five to number one. At number five, Hulu. Holo Hulu. Hulu.
Hulu.
Hulu.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hulu is in the news this week, and not for a great reason. They are announcing a price hike, and so now Hulu with live TV. I know this is. It's going to be something that we're just, you know, like cable. Every month the cable bill keeps going up.
Yep.
Now all of the streaming services are doing the same. So Hulu with live TV currently costs $54.99 a month, and it's now going up to $64.99 a month. So it's a $10 hike. It will begin on December 18th. It will affect both new and current customers, so there's no way to get around it. And they last increased their monthly cost last year. Basically, December 18th of 2019, they went up $10 last year. So if you started it at some point in 2019, you're now $20 ahead or behind, however you look at it. You're paying $20 more per month for Hulu with live TV. It is one of the more popular services. It has more than 4 million customers. YouTube TV, which is the service that I use, that only has about 3 million. And so you can still get cheaper options. Sling TV is about $30 a month, which is a really good bargain, but you're not going to get the same number of channels. You're not going to get the premium channels. It's a little more basic. So I think this is just sort of the new reality. YouTube TV is also $65 a month, so everybody's kind of on par now at the same price, but, you know, it's at some point they're going to have to put a cap on it or else people are going to go back to cable.
Yep. Number four, here's some interesting keyword search info, if you've gleaned.
On Instagram, you can now actually search keywords instead of only being able to search for hashtags or direct accounts. This is kind of interesting. You can now search for recipes. You can search for puppies, flowers, whatever it is that you want to see, or accounts that would be linked to those things. It makes it a lot easier to navigate the system. It also makes it easier to find new accounts to follow on Instagram, which I think is something that a lot of people struggle with on Instagram. It's not that easy to have a new account and be discovered and to gain the followers that a lot of other, you know, like the Kardashians or celebrities have. So I think the keyword search is going to be really helpful. When Twitter initially launched their keyword search, Twitter ended up becoming like a Google search. I mean, it became one of the biggest resources for searching on the internet. So Instagram might end up that way. As of right now, they're staying away from anything that is remotely controversial. So if you search for vaccines or QAnon or Trump or Biden, you're going to get zero results. So Instagram wants to make it clear this is not a political platform. This is a lifestyle platform, and that's where they want to keep it. Which I think is good. There's enough politics in the world, right?
Number three, a focus on the electric car industry with some familiar entanglements, shall we say.
Yep, the electric car industry now has its own lobbying group, and it's called Zero Emission Transportation Association, also known as ZETA. Tesla, Uber, Rivian, and Lucid are the major electric vehicle makers that are now in this group. They say that the mission is that 100% of new car sales will be electric by 2030. It's a bold initiative. It's probably not going to happen, but that's the direction they want to move in. California recently announced plans to ban the sale of combustion engine vehicles by 2035. New Jersey is moving pretty quickly in the electric car arena as well. The governor here just recently signed legislation to have a lot more charging stations, public charging stations, put in at gas stations and things like that. So the electric vehicle market is definitely alive and booming and thriving. And this group is also going to push for the extension of the federal government, the federal tax credit for new electric vehicles, which is $7,500 that you get back when you actually buy an electric vehicle. So it's interesting that they now have a lobbying group. I think we kind of all saw that eventually this would have to happen.
Number two, Twitter and the disappearing, the case, it sounds like a Perry Mason thing.
Yeah, I know.
Twitter and the case of the disappearing tweets.
Yep, Twitter rolled out Fleets. They are the tweeting, it's the new tweeting feature that they first announced. Essentially, they're ripping off Facebook and Instagram, the stories. They sit at bubbles at the top of the screen, just like on Instagram, and your stories will your Fleets will last for 24 hours. So they're trying it out, and essentially all the social media sites will end up looking exactly the same. That's where we're headed.
Number one, a COVID fighting tool.
The coronavirus surge, obviously, you know, we're in the middle of it, and 100 million Americans actually have the ability to get pop-up notifications from local health authorities if someone around them has been exposed to the virus. You just have to go onto your phone, and under settings, you'll see exposure alerts, and just turn them on, and you will then get Bluetooth-enabled alerts if you've been around someone exposed to the virus.
There they are, the top five technology stories of the week, as enumerated.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.